Well, for lockdown-weary Victorians, the finish line's been moved further away. The Premier says 5 days will not be enough to extinguish the clusters that are moving across Metro Melbourne and the regions. There are concerns about how regional centres will cope now that COVID cases have spread to Mildura in the state's northwest and Phillip Island, southeast of Melbourne. A timeline on the easing of restrictions and revised rules is expected tomorrow, but many thousands of people remain in isolation after exposure at indoor and outdoor sporting events, raising questions about the future of all public events. In Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
Victoria's outbreak has reached at least 76 cases, with 17 new infections revealed today. While all are linked, the lockdown won't be lifted tomorrow as planned.
To do so would not be the right thing to do.
There are thousands of people in isolation, with the list of exposure sites nearing 300, many of them high-risk venues. And with so many contact tracing interviews and test results pending, the Premier says there's no other option but to extend the lockdown.
And if you think about it like a fire, you know, we've got a containment line, we're making significant progress, but it's not out yet. And what we know with Delta is an hour is like a day and a day is like a week in some ways. It's moving so fast. If it's smouldering, then it will run again. It will take off again.
There is no other jurisdiction in the world that has driven a Delta variant back down to zero.
The Chief Health Officer is Brett Sutton.
We do have to extinguish each and every chain of transmission because even in places across the Northern Hemisphere with high vaccination coverage, but it's still ramping up, even as the UK experiences Freedom Day, as they're calling it, 50,000 cases per day. They are expecting 200 deaths per day to potentially occur as they go into their next exit wave, as they call it. These are profoundly challenging times.
But he's particularly concerned about cases linked to sporting venues.
The Delta variant shows that transmission within stadia absolutely occurs. We think that there's been outdoor transmission probably at the MCG and at AAMI. I mean, AAMI's outdoor seating, we don't know if it's at seating. We've got individuals who were not seated together. There's no evidence that they've attended a food venue together either. We think it's a pinch point going into the stadium outdoors. But it happens. We have to re-look at the public events framework and how we help manage that as we kick off public events down the track.
The chains of transmission are stretching beyond Melbourne to Bacchus Marsh, Balan, Bowen Heads and Phillip Island. And for the first time in 16 months, Mildura in the state's far northwest has COVID in the community. A man in his 30s contracted the virus at an AFL game at the MCG on July the 10th. Now a member of his household has tested positive. Jason Modica is Mildura's mayor.
Having had that geographical space between the larger regional centres and us, and probably being a little bit comfortable with not having cases, it is a bit of a step back.
With confirmed cases in Adelaide, Mildura, which shares a border with New South Wales and South Australia, is dealing with competing state restrictions.
I know they're not easy decisions to make, and I know each state has gone their own direction, but it probably points out the fact that there might have needed to be a little bit more communication at the start and some tougher decision-making to try and get all the states on the same page, because there just seem to be too many variables.
A bulk shipment of 1 million Pfizer doses landed in Australia overnight as part of the nation's vaccine ramp-up, and the campaign to get vaccines into arms has been given an extra boost.
I ask you to get vaccinated.
For all of us.
Please get vaccinated.
Victoria's Council of Social Service and the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra have launched their own advertising blitz.
Let's give COVID's final curtain call.
And go back to what we love most.
We can't wait to give you a standing ovation.
For your performance of a lifetime.
So far, just over 10 million doses have been administered nationally.
Emily Burke with that report. Additional reporting by Bridget Fitzgerald.